Brand awareness. You've probably heard this term before. Maybe you've heard you should increase your brand awareness, or you should create content for brand awareness. But what does that even mean? No worries, we're tackling it head on in today's episode. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials, my cold coffee friends. We've been chatting ROI this month, and it is time to get to the nitty-gritty marketing strategies. Because when it comes down to it, if we are just flying by the seat of our pants posting content, our ROI will suffer. Posting strategically is the key to increasing that ROI. And today is all about brand awareness marketing, which should be your first stop on your social media journey. Now, last episode, in episode 10, when we chatted about Instagram analytics, I talked a little bit about which metrics you would want to keep your eye on if you are focusing on brand awareness, or if you are most focused on nurturing your community. Now, if those references went over your head, no worries, because we're going to start to clear that up today. Now, in my opinion, brand awareness is just a fancy term for community building. You want people to know who you are and how you can help them. And you want those people to join your community. This is basically step one on your buyer's journey if they are coming to your store through social media. And if you aren't sure why building a community on socials is so important, head back to episode 5, where I spill all the tea. This is why brand awareness marketing should be your very first strategy when trying to set your social media accounts up as a way to bring customers to your store. Community is everything. You want people who know, like, and trust you, who understand what your store and business is all about, and know exactly how it can help them. And that is exactly what brand awareness marketing does. Now you're probably saying, that's great, but what do I do for brand awareness marketing? Great question. When putting together a marketing strategy, you want to think about the types of content you create in terms of ratios. So in some types of marketing strategies, you create more of one type of content than another in order to reach your goal. Everyone in social media marketing world has their own terms for these types of content, but I like keeping it really simple. Most of the content you create will either be relatable, educational, or promotional. And you can remember this by using the acronym REP, which I totally make up because it works, because I always want you to be repping on your social media accounts. Is my millennial showing yet? Also, side note, I want you to know I went down a rabbit hole while planning this episode looking at the origins of the word rep. And it was first recorded in 1864, by the way, if you would just like that little piece of trivia in your back pocket. Okay, moving on. Relatable content focuses on showing the viewer that you understand them. You know the struggles that they face every day as an educator in that niche. You might have even been there yourself before. For example, if I, as a former special educator, was going to create relatable content for my audience, I might create a meme about IEP writing or a reel talking about how hard it was to write my first IEP. Both of those types of content relate to other special educators and show them that I know their struggles. The meme does it in a funny, easy-to-consume way that might get them laughing, and the reel would do it in a more serious, I see you and I've been you kind of way. Either works great as relatable content. Now, educational content. This focuses on bringing value to potential community members and helps to position you as an expert in your educational niche. This is content where you share ideas or teach a concept. These are things other educators in your niche could save and use for later, that might inform their practices, or that they could take and use in their classroom the very next day. You're showing potential community members that you have a lot to offer them, that you know about XYZ topic and can teach them things that will help solve their pain points and potentially make them better educators. So going back to my special education example. So if I were creating educational content as a special educator, I might make a carousel on the 5 steps teachers could take to make IEP writing easier. I'm giving them information that they might not have heard before that could help them solve the pain point of writing IEPs. Because if you are a special educator listening to this, you know it's a beast. Finally, promotional content is just like it sounds. This is where you promote your resources, you share about them and their features, and the goal is to try to get someone to then buy that resource. Again, you're giving them something to solve their pain point, but this is more focused on the sale versus the education. So, out of these 3 types of content, when you are in a brand awareness phase of marketing, you are looking to grow your community and have people know who you are. So you mainly want to focus on relatable content and educational content. Typically, the ratio of relatable content to educational content might be a little higher because it's easier for your potential community members to digest and can get them kind of through the door. But that ratio should be pretty close behind educational content because educational content truly shows them why they should stick around in your community and be part of it. Now, don't get me wrong, you can still create promotional content during this phase of marketing, but you want the ratio of this kind of content to be small compared to relatable and educational content. There will be time for selling, I promise. In fact, we're going to cover it in the next episode. Promotional content, though, that works really well during a brand awareness phase is the promotion of free resources, specifically lead magnets, because this allows you to collect people's emails and to start nurturing them. Thus, it's helping you build your community, which is the goal here. And people don't have to really risk anything. They're just giving you their email and they're getting a resource that could help solve one of their pain points. They don't have to set down their dollar bills yet. So that can be helpful in this stage of marketing if you feel like you still want to be promoting something. All right, you're ready to start cranking out relatable and educational content, but there are so many options for how to show your audience that info, especially on Instagram. Let's just go over them quickly. We have static posts. We have carousel posts. We have reels. We have stories. And if you want to get into it, there's also IG Lives as well. But never fear, this is a quick breakdown of what you can create. So relatable content tends to work great as memes, either static memes or video memes, reels, quote graphics, or even a carousel that tells a story to your audience. Educational content works great as a carousel or even a reel. And promotional content is pretty much pick your poison. Static images can be very eye-catching and scroll-stopping. Carousels can help show different features. And reels can show all of the ways that that resource could be prepped, could be used, could be assessed. There's lots of options there in that video format. So picking one that works well for you and doing a variety is definitely what I would suggest. Ever feel like you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall when creating your content to market your teacher biz on Instagram? Tired of coming up with more and more content ideas, but feeling like you're never seeing any benefits? Think Instagram just doesn't work for your business? Let me let you in on a little secret. You don't have to feel that way anymore. You can stop throwing spaghetti at the wall and create strategic content. You can create content that helps you reach those big business goals. And you can say with confidence that Instagram does work for your business. All you need to do, analyze your Instagram data. Don't know how? Not sure where to start? That's where my brand new course, Post and Profit, comes in. You'll learn how to find and understand the analytics Instagram provides for your posts and page, quick data solutions to bypass those most irritating pain points of using social media to market your teacher biz? What data is most important for your business, not anyone else's? And how to bring all those numbers together to create a strategic content plan that will finally help you reach those big business goals. It's time to go from feeling like a ball in tall grass, lost when it comes to marketing your teacher business on Instagram, to feeling confident about exactly the next step you need to take in order to make all of your marketing efforts worth it. Be the first to know when the doors open to the course by signing up for the waitlist in the show notes below. 2024 is about to be the year that you finally feel confident marketing on Instagram. Now, we can't talk about a marketing strategy like brand awareness without talking data. I mean, it's me. We're always going to be talking data. So you're going along posting your relatable and educational content, and it's great. But how do you know that it's actually working, that you're actually growing a community? Here are a few metrics you'll want to analyze in order to make sure the content you are creating is truly gaining you brand awareness. The first is follower count. I don't often put a lot of weight on follower count, but in this phase, you do want to see that number increase. There's no magic follower number that says, now I can stop my brand awareness strategy. It could be 100 people, it could be 10K. We just want to see a nice steady increase in that follower count. The next is non-follower reach. This tells you how many people who aren't currently following you are seeing your content. Since we're trying to bring in new people into our community, it's important to know that new people are actually seeing what you create. Above those two metrics, you may also want to take note of how many people you've added to your email list through socials. If they got on your list from Instagram or Facebook, that is you building a community through socials, and that's good data to have. Okay, we have talked all things brand awareness marketing today. You know that brand awareness marketing is really just about community building, which you'll notice will be at the heart of pretty much all I talk about here on Schooled in Socials, because it's so powerful. And you know that you should create more relatable and educational content when you want to increase your brand awareness. Plus, you know you can keep your eye on your follower count and non-follower reach to see your progress. But you might be wondering, where do I go from there? Don't worry, we're going to chat all about that in next week's episode, where I'll introduce conversion marketing and how you'll know it's time to switch up your marketing strategy. Hope to see you there. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.